Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
Because we're contractually obligated to play some sort of Luke Bryan song. There he is with Florida Georgia Line for John Matarese, of course, here. It's the Big Dave Show. It is the Monday before Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and this is big time for John Matarese.
Oh, yeah.
It's Channel 9.
I'm getting pumped up for Black Friday, and yeah. I got my Turk out going.
Oh, you did
the, my Turk out workout this morning.
You saw the Big Dave and Stat.
Oh, the Big Dave and Stat.
Turk out workout video. Well, it's on the Big Dave Show
those
page.
Turkeys.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You
get
guys,
you in shape, man.
And the muscle shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. You guys are pumped.
We got those turkeys on sale, too.
Yeah, we did.
I got to share that on Facebook because that is awesome.
Go for it.
That is awesome. So I'm getting pumped up for the big day for Black Friday. But, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, when is the best time to shop? I mean, it used to be, you know, 5 years ago it was easier. It was Black Friday. Now, you've got Thanksgiving afternoon. You've got Thanksgiving night.
By the way, do they have a name for that yet? Do they call it, I mean, Black Friday?
No, there's no specific name for
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, there's no specific name for Thanksgiving at 5 p.m. other than it's Thanksgiving at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you have Thanksgiving night. Then you have all the sales start up again Friday morning for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And then you have Cyber Monday, which is Monday. So it's like, when's the best time to go? Do you have to go every day if you want the best deals? And it's pretty simple because we looked at it with the help of DealNews.com, which really analyzes everything. And they said, wait a minute. If you want the hottest electronics, you want, you know, the best game console, you want that 65-inch TV. Big Dave wants a 65-inch TV so bad this year, you really need to go out Thursday night.
Really?
Thanksgiving night is when the big electronics is okay. Marked down. That's it. Now, if you want clothing, you want $9 crock pots, if you want a toaster for free after rebate, Friday's the day to go.
Okay.
Friday is the day when it's the mall's day to shine, mm-hmm. and it's when your shoes are on sale, it's when the clothing, the winter coats, all big markdowns. There's no need to go out Thursday at 5 o'clock and line up if you're just going to get somebody a winter coat and get some sweaters and stuff. You can do that Friday all day. And then Cyber Monday, they say, is your day for small electronics, your day for gifts, your day for books. It's all stuff online. So think of a lot of Amazon type of things that you would buy. That's Cyber Monday, not the best day for the big TVs. So it kind of depends what you're looking for when you want to get out and shop. Now, John's little tip, because I've done this before. This is my little tip.
Okay.
Thursday night. This is Thanksgiving, about 9 p.m. Just as the kids are going to bed, the football, you've watched it all day, you finally wore off that turkey and pumpkin pie. Mm. Thursday night about 9 p.m., because the crowds go down. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Okay, that's your secret.
The crowds go down. What happens is everybody's there at like 5, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't want that TV. Get out of my way. I want that TV. Okay? And by about 9 o'clock at night, it gets quiet. And then sometimes the stores have new sales that they'll start at like 11 or midnight. Mm-hmm. But right around 9 p.m. is the sweet spot. I think last year I walked into Best Buy, and they had all these, you know, Xbox Ones, you know, half price. I'm like, where is everybody?
Really?
Because it was 9 p.m. It was the lull between the sales.
Oh.
So that's John's little secret.
There you go.
There.
Now, Stats dryer is on the fritz, and he's thinking about getting one on Black Friday. When would be a good time to find a dryer?
Like a big appliance.
Yeah, Sears is going to have huge sales on the big appliances, also Lowe's, and that's actually Friday. That's actually Friday.
Most people
Thursday at 5 o'clock aren't going to stand in line and rush a store to get a dryer.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so
they want an Xbox.
Get it on Friday.
They want a Samsung. They don't want a dryer.
All right. There you go.
So there you go. A lot of different days. We're going to be covering this all week long. It's on WCPO.com, the different Black Friday ads. And I'll be there tonight, 5:30, with more on where to shop, when to shop, and who's got the hot deals so you don't waste your money.
All right. Now, go back and Turk out, all right?
Turk out.
John Matarese, thank you, brother. And have a happy Thanksgiving,
too. Yeah.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Well, if you go all the way back to May the 4th of 2016, on May the 4th Be With You Day, Julie from Coleraine beat Chelsea.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
And she's back today to do it again, right, Julie?
Woo! I'm going to try.
Oh, you already grabbed $100 of her money and you want more. She's greedy, that Julie.
Oh,
well,
no.
you talk about a gamer. All right, are you ready to do this, girl?
I'm ready.
We don't even have to ask how you normally do, because we know you do great, but we do have 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Chelsea, you win. Julie, if she gets more right than you, she wins. All ties go to Chelsea. Her overall record is 579 wins against 6 losses, one of which you're responsible for. A 225-game winning streak. You're playing for $100 of her money.
Good luck, Julie.
Now, Julie, on the way out of the door there, Chelsea goes, I want to find out, did you hear that College of Hollywood Knowledge cheat sheet Friday afternoon?
I didn't get a chance to.
Well, you sound like you might not need it. You're a gamer. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Thor Ragnarok features a great performance by this award-winning Australian actress who plays Thor's sister, Hela, in the film. Who is she?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number two. The new movie Justice League made huge money this past weekend. This Enchanted actress once again plays Lois Lane in the film. Who is she?
I don't know that one.
Question number three. On this date in 1982, this seven-year-old star of E.T. the Extraterrestrial hosted Saturday Night Live. Who is she?
Drew Barrymore.
Question number four. 15 years ago today, the 20th James Bond film, Die Another Day, premiered. Pierce Brosnan was back as 007, while this Catwoman actress co-starred as Jinx Johnson.
I don't know that one either.
Final question. Beverly Hills 90210 heartthrob Luke Perry got married on this date in 1993. Luke currently co-stars as Fred Andrews on this CW TV show that's based on a popular comic book. What is it called?
It's based on the Archie comic book. Oh, gosh, what is the name of it? Is it Ravenswood? I don't know.
All right, let's get Chelsea back in here right now and see how one-time champion Julie did today.
Well, she was once a champion and scored 1 out of 5.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Julie.
They might be hard, I guess.
All right, Julie. Well, we're going to wish you good luck and give Chelsea the same questions, okay? Okay,
right.
Here we go, Chelsea. Question number one. Thor Ragnarok features a great performance by this award-winning Australian actress who plays Thor's sister, Hela, in the film. Who is she?
Cate Blanchett.
Not Nicole Kidman, 1-0.
Question number two. The new movie Justice League made huge money this past weekend. This Enchanted actress once again plays Lois Lane in the film. Who is she?
Amy Adams.
2-0.
On this date in 1982, this seven-year-old star of E.T. the Extraterrestrial hosted Saturday Night Live. Who is she?
Drew Barrymore.
Julie had that 3-1.
15 years ago today, the 20th James Bond film, Die Another Day, premiered. Pierce Brosnan was back as 007, while this Catwoman actress co-starred as Jinx Johnson.
Halle Berry.
4-1.
Dang. Final question. Beverly Hills 90210 heartthrob Luke Perry got married on this date in 1993. Luke currently co-stars as Fred Andrews on this CW TV show that's based on a popular comic book. What is it called?
Riverdale.
My alma mater in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Is it really?
Yep, Murfreesboro.
Oh, holy cow.
My high school was Riverdale. Oh, Julie.
5-1.
Thanks for hard today.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.